Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. We mentioned that there's one player, of course, that has a chance to do both, and that's the fun storyline right now. Do you actually believe Travis Hunter can win Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year? I'm fascinated by this market right now because, and I'll get you the odds in a second, but we know Travis Hunter is going to play more wide receiver. I think that's pretty obvious, but we know the Jags are going to let him play both. He's going to play corner and wide receiver. Even though they're two separate awards, I think Travis Hunter just playing corner a little is going to help his Offensive Rookie of the Year case, right? Like this is
because it'll be like, wow, he had 1,000 yards, but look, he also was playing corner,
and that's what's weird about this. How are voters going to think? Because Offensive Rookie of the Year should have nothing to do with what you're doing on defense. That's why we have a Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Every award is narrative based.
People are going to have the narrative and say, wow, he's got 1,000 yards as a rookie, and he's playing 40% of the snaps on defense. Oh, that makes that offensive numbers even more impressive. I think that is what's going to happen for a lot of people. And so you're going to see this market be bet quite a bit. The Rookie of the Year market, it looks on FanDuel. I was pulling it up. It's down on mine. I don't know if it's up on yours, Cody. But
I have an article from yesterday.
Okay, there you go.
Right now, the Offensive Rookie of the Year odds co-tied for first, Ashton Jeanty and Cam Ward. Tied for first, which is rare for a quarterback situation. But Cam Ward's the only quarterback you can comfortably bet and know that he is going to be a starter from day one, no questions asked. So the other guys would be a long shot. Ashton Jeanty feels like a logical favorite. Travis Hunter plus 550 as of a day ago. Tet McMillan plus 1,300, Hampton plus 1,500, Tyler Shuck plus 2,000, and then so on and so forth. I don't think there's anybody outside of Hunter, Ward, and Jeanty, I'd bet. And I know that you're talking about like the long shot, like maybe Tet McMillan for the Panthers and Bryce Young just go off. But the Travis Hunter narrative thing is going to be really tough to beat. Quarterbacks are already tough to beat. And Ashton Jeanty can have 1,400 all-purpose yards in year one.
And I think there's only one quarterback that can win it this year. Last year, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, obviously Caleb Williams, these were all quarterbacks that had a legit chance to win it, Cody. I don't think this year it's a competitive field for the award from a quarterback perspective. We know QBs get an edge on Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm kind of with you. Yeah, Cam Ward has a great shot. He's going to start week one. If he just has an average rookie year, he's probably winning this award. But you're only worried about one quarterback. This would be a year maybe to take a look at non-quarterback to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I think Ashton Jeanty is a favorite for a reason. Now,
He's the actual favorite still? Because Cam Ward was on Saturday. Is Jeanty truly the favorite at this
segment? This is BetMGM's.
Okay.
It just kind of depends.
This is
one site. I'm not saying this is like guaranteed across the board, but as of right now, he's the co-favorite with Cam Ward. Because again, you just don't, people don't know whether or not Cam Ward's good enough. He has no offensive talent around him, in my opinion. It's thin picking, and I think Ashton Jeanty could have a 1,000 yards rushing and another couple hundred yards immediately on the Defensive Rookie of the Year odds. Travis Hunter, do you like him just the same? Because for the same, isn't, like you said, vice versa it applies. If Travis Hunter is a good rookie corner, but has 850 yards receiving, isn't he more likely to win Defensive Player of the Year, even though Abdul Carter has 10 sacks? He's doing two things.
I don't think if Carter has 10 sacks, I don't think Carter loses the award.
Because he's the favorite. Travis Hunter, Jalen Walker, Mykel Williams, Mike Green, some of the other guys on the board. Like, Shamar Stewart plus 1500, Drew, if you're just feeling extra salty. Defensive player of the year is a much wider net. Like, that's the one where I shop for value more, don't you? Because all it takes is one guy to have a big sack season.
It's all sack or interception related,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all like, who ended up having 9 sacks or who ended up having 5 interceptions? Like, you can go a lot of that, but that's why I feel like Travis Hunter could win it. Like, that's why, yeah. Part of me thinks you parlay them together. Your best bet is parlay offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, Travis Hunter. Pair them together and see what you get. See what you can get together. I don't know, on
some
season
books
long.
Some books will let you. Mm. Just depends, yeah.
Like, find the one, parlay them together, and see what happens in this world. Because if he ends up being a solid corner two and has 875 to 950 yards receiving, I think it's a really strong argument he wins both.
The long shot to look at, and it's not even that long of a shot, we disagreed on this yesterday. We were going through landing spots for quarterbacks and who starts first. If you're convinced, Drew, that Shedeur Sanders is starting by week 6 of the season or week 5, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
If you're convinced he's starting there. Now, if he's not starting till week 12, it's too late. He's not winning.
Yeah, he's got to start by first month.
If you think there's a chance he starts in the first month or so of the season, that's an interesting one to put a little sprinkle on.
Does Shedeur have better odds than Shuck?
I would assume so.
Shuck does.
He does?
It's got to be because they assume that Shuck's going to be starting.
You're on Betty. Let me pull up FanDuel. I don't know why it's not pulling up for me. Let's see.
This is the shot because, like, they're best guessing Shuck starting.
Right.
Like, you know, he's got a much better chance to start.
And that's the thing. I wonder if you're convinced, I'm not, but if you're convinced that Shedeur is going to play quicker than
play more than half the season, essentially,
then that's an interesting one. Here we go. Let me see if it's actually going to pull up now. I was just trying to NFL futures. Here we go.
Over on here, I just pulled another one. Over on FanDuel, Shuck is the fourth best odds, plus 1,200. You have to go all
FanDuel
the way down.
Just doesn't have it up.
Jackson Dart would be above him. Will Howard would be. Jalen Milroe is above Shedeur.
Is he really?
Hold on. Wow. Maybe I just missed his name. Now I'm worried. No, I missed his name. I was like, that seems too low. Plus 1,900. Which plus 1,200 for Tyler Shuck. He's below Quinshon Judkins for rookie of the year. Because that's the other guy. If I wasn't going to take Ashton Jeanty, here's the truth. I'd probably end up betting either what we said, Travis Hunter plus 750, or I would take a chance on running backs come into the league all the time and kick ass. Like Amarian Hampton, Quinshon, Quinshon less because he's on a good team. Amarian Hampton on a really good team.
That runs the ball a lot because it's Jim
runs the ball a lot. Like, you can't tell me that that's a crazy one. Like, it would make some sense that he would be a logical guy to maybe do it. But like I said, they pointed out the media wants Hunter to win too, which also matters.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.